Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's going on with you?
Hello, testing, testing.
Why is your hair combed like a, like you're going to hang
shower.
Out with, what's her name? That did Nanette?
Hannah Gatsby?
Yeah. You look like you're going to hang out with her. And
no, thank you.
I heard she's dating that other girl.
Who?
Your friend.
I shan't talk about that on the podcast.
Oh, why? I didn't say her name, but I heard they were dating, that's all. Is that bad to say?
I don't know.
Are they undercover?
I mean, it's one thing to... I mean, I've been taught to never gossip, and then you
should... That's all you do on this podcast.
You shouldn't do it. Every time I've used anyone's name, it's gotten me in trouble. I got in trouble with you-know-who.
Ooh. Ooh, I heard my name was mentioned on Rogan's podcast. I don't know what about.
Why?
I don't know. Tell Jeff and Rogan, Ron. I don't know. The person said it wasn't bad. I don't know. I mean, how could it be bad if it's me? It can't be bad. It could only be good.
Oh, really?
Name something bad. If you were doing another podcast.
No, I don't feel...
No, about me.
No, I know. I know. You're like, hey, let's play a game where you talk about me. I don't care if it's good or bad.
Say something bad about me, like...
You're annoying, aggravating, irritating.
But if you were another podcast.
Get on people's
podcast,
nerves.
Oh, that's what you think? I get on people's nerves. I don't get on people's nerves. That's it.
You also have a really hard time understanding that, like, not everybody wants to, like, engage in the same way that you do. And you get angry if they don't.
No, I don't. You're wrong.
Okay.
All right. So I was working this...
I should have known. What? Whenever you go to me first, like, hey, you got something? Nothing? Okay. Me.
Well, no, go
Let
ahead.
Me
I
list
asked you.
Some
go
stuff.
Ahead. I'm not going to list anything. We're going to talk, do what we got to do, get through this, live our day, live our lives, move forward, move on, and do another podcast down the road. That's what we do. You know?
Well,
there's no real structure here. There's no. You go, I go. If someone has something to say, and then if we hit something that we both want to discuss, then we discuss it. And usually we do, and we discuss it in such a manner that it's so unforgettable and and amazing that people keep coming back to our podcast. Now, if you want to bring up anything right now.
I wouldn't. I've been trying, but you just keep talking.
Oh, you were going to bring something up? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. In fact, before the podcast started, I said, I started to tell you something. I said, oh, I'll tell it on the podcast.
Okay.
And then you were like, didn't ask, what is it? Or
Well, I was going to wait for the podcast.
Yeah. But then you didn't seem to recall.
Oh, well, the podcast just started. Give it time. So what did you want to talk about?
Well, I've been doing this show for Comedy Central this week at the Comedy Cellar.
Doing it a lot and doing well.
Well, it's over now. I forgot to put in for the last week.
Oh.
I forgot to be available. Anyway, two of my bits got, like, you know, promoed by Comedy Central. And so a lot more people saw them. And one was about, you know, vegan and the environment, which, you know, had a lot of positive responses from, you know, people who are into that stuff. But then a lot of negative from people who aren't. So I knew that would be, you know, it's like, you know,
crossing my leg for this.
There's a lot of like, shut up. Why do vegans always have to say they're vegans and, you know, shut up about it and all that stuff, which I expected. But then the second bit was about
Ricky Gervais tweeted about you, huh?
Yeah, he said very funny.
What did he see? Did he see something you tweeted or see a
I
promo?
Tweeted it. I tweeted the promo from the Comedy Central show, which it was me. And
he follow. He must follow you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I believe I showed you when he followed me. I might have sent you a screen grab.
Oh, yeah, you probably did.
I was like, look it, girl. Look who's following me. And then, anyway, so then, so you're positive, negative, whatever. But the second one was so crazy because I don't know, it got boosted or something somehow. So I don't know what, like on Instagram. So a lot more people saw it. I don't really know how Instagram works that much. But so many people were like, really, Comedy Central, you're going to let a murderess.
Wait, what was the joke?
Oh, I forgot to tell. The bit was about me, waiting for the insurance. Like,
yeah.
You know, I used to think we get divorced, then we got life insurance, so now it's more of a waiting game, kind of, you know, whatever. It goes on, and then I talk about, like, it'd be easier if you had a nut allergy, you know, kind of thing. Anyway, people really were, like, angry that Comedy Central would put a joke about murdering on there, which was shocking to me, because I feel like...
They couldn't have been for real.
I swear to you. Some people were like... I can't, what if her husband saw her do this? I can't imagine, you know, like really indignant. And of course I got a lot of like women aren't funny, which is fine. But I don't understand why they don't just say you're not funny. Like, why do I have to be now like holding it up for all other women? It's like,
well, they're not, you know.
Sorry, gals. this guy's made his decision based on this one bit he doesn't like. Anyway, it made me realize that you could literally do nothing. You can make jokes about nothing. When people now say, like, is there anything off the table for comedians? You say, yeah, everything. Everything is across the line. Like, if you can't even make jokes about, you know. And people were like, oh, what if a guy was saying this about his wife? You know,
I do all,
like,
the time.
People do. That's like, I've heard lots of jokes about that. It's not a new concept, the...
kill my spouse concept.
Yeah, the spouse murdering genre in comedy. Anyway, it kind of unlocked something in me that's like, oh, you can never please people, so it doesn't matter. You can just do what you want now. It
doesn't, you know...
It's literally like if you had jokes about carrots, people would be like, how, my son is allergic to carrots, how dare you? You know, people were mad about the, like, nut allergy part of it.
They're just fucking, I'm so...
It's unbelievable.
Don't, please, for the love of God, stay the fuck home and don't come to a club.
They were staying home, that's the thing, they saw it. Those were that don't go to comedy clubs.
Then don't turn on comedy on
TV. Don't
look at comedy.
Do not look at comedy. No, I think it is a thing. It's like... I don't know if we're not allowed to be funny anymore, which of course people say, like, they always say this, I have a great sense of humor, but talking about killing your husband? No. You know, they're always like, I'm a really good judge of comedy. It's like, you don't get comedy but like I don't get art.
I do.
Should I just, how about, you know, experimental jazz? I don't get experimental jazz. So therefore, should there be no more experimental jazz? Because I don't get it, because I don't like it.
Well, I think you should voice your opinion. If you're at a jazz club and you think the jazz is offending you, I think you should.
Yes, then you say, this is, I like jazz you can tap your toe to.
Do you know what's even the worst when you're in a club and someone from another country?
It drives me nuts. It's
how
like,
arrogant. You're not even from this country and you're coming here saying how we should do comedy.
Yeah, or like you go, well, what if I was going to some like traditional, you know, kabuki dance or something? And then I was like, no, this is, there probably are Americans that do that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I would never sit in Ireland, you know, at, you know, some Irish dance thing, what they do.
Yeah, just be like, move your arms. Yeah, like, can you please? Look, I like it when I see arms moving. I like, thank you. Take them out from behind your back.
Look like birds. Look like a flock of Irish birds flying across right. the stage. Like,
don't bring your knees up so high. I don't like that.
Well, last night I was working this club. So it seats about, I say 100 people, and there was like 72 people there. So I get a girl before me, girl, lady, she's probably, you know, she's in like 50, in her 50s, killing on stage. And I wasn't listening. But what I did hear was all sex stuff and guys this guy. But it was, she was killing. So she's only been doing it 6 years. Very funny. Just fucking, they loved her. Slaughtering. And then I go up. So the first thing I'm up there, and then the owner who runs the club said, well, the last comic that followed her couldn't follow her. And I'm like, first of all, that last comic used to be one of the best comics in the country. I don't even know. Maybe he stopped doing comedy, or maybe, you know, Woody Allen's not going to follow Carrot Top. That doesn't mean Carrot Top is bad or Woody Allen stinks. It's just certain people can't follow other people. It doesn't mesh. It doesn't work
There's
together.
There's a reason you put together a show.
Yes.
You're supposed to be building.
Yes.
And empowering the last act,
and
not,
and people
trying to make it so they have to do what the middle act did in order to survive.
Yeah, one act is supposed to complement the next. So that's why when most clubs, I say who I want to middle. So anyhow, she destroys. But then I get, and then she's in the back talking to the bartender, and it's like, I'm already pissed off. You know, you walk in the back, and it's a small place, so I can see. So I'm on stage, I'm doing whatever, and right from the beginning, I'm fucking killing, doing well. So your theory about following her is out the window, you know.
But why would he want to make it hard?
No, maybe, who knows? Maybe he didn't realize it. Maybe that was the first time he used her and then had the headliner after her. Maybe not. I don't know. I didn't. But
you're not making any sense.
No.
Because you said that he said he did use her before.
Yeah, the time he said he used her.
So if he used her and the headliner couldn't follow her, why would he use her again?
Well, maybe because he thought I would have no problem following her, which I didn't. Maybe, who knows?
Okay, so I'm not sure why this is a story, but okay.
Well, the story, I'm just leading into it, how I'm already aggravated when I'm walking up there. So I get up there, I sit down.
But why are you aggravated if you can easily follow her?
No, I'm aggravated because the second I get on stage, she's in the back talking to the bartender, and I could hear her.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could see it's going on, mm-hmm. and even if I couldn't hear her, the table next to her could definitely hear her. So I'm doing my whatever. I'm doing my show. My dog, and there's two fucking O&A people up front. This guy's an asshole. Before the show, can we take a picture together? And
he doesn't sound like an asshole.
Yeah, he was an asshole.
Ask for a picture?
One, I was talking to somebody. He just cuts in with his phone. Can we take a picture? And, you know, and it's just stupid whatever. O&A bullshit. And then some other guy yesterday said something on Facebook. And I said, enough of this bullshit. I go, I don't like your, you know, on Facebook, I go, I don't like your face. I don't like your head. I don't like your fatness. I don't like you. Whatever. Then he wrote back, oh, I was just trying to be funny. I go, well, how about 10,000 fucking people a day trying to be funny?
Right.
It gets fucking played. So I go, fucking, he goes, my cousin wrote for your roast. I go, who's your cousin? He said his cousin's name, right?
Who is it?
Micah. He said Micah's his cousin.
Micah Fox?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I go, she's very funny.
Micah's very funny.
I go, she's...
He shouldn't be using her. He shouldn't... We'll never use her again now because of this guy. Sorry, fella.
Yeah. He go,
You fucked it up for your cousin.
I go, she's very funny. Now scram. I didn't know he was coming. He was at the show last night. He comes up to me. I was just trying to kid on Facebook. I go, oh, whatever. Leave me alone. Just whatever. Okay, no problem. So I'm on stage.
But
I'm kind of...
also here... Can I just interrupt for 1 second? I don't know why people do this, but they see that you're a professional comedian who can easily come back at anything and whatever. So they poke around and then you come back at them and they're like, whoa, man, I'm just trying to be funny. Yeah, well, these are the consequences of trying to be funny and failing. It's tough out here. That's why I'm a professional. You don't fucking go like punch a boxer. He'll fucking knock you out.
Yeah, and I always go, why are you so thin-skinned? No, I'm just... tired that it's
thin-skinned. You're being like attacked by fucking mosquitoes all day long.
And not only that, it's just the same thing.
Yeah, they're all clones. Yeah, no. Listen, if you were the only
not the
one,
good fans, I'm not talking about the good fans.
Right, right. No, of course not. No,
but they're clones. They're fucking clones.
They're honestly. I just say this to someone today on Instagram, you're too stupid to be weighing in on this shit. The thing is that they're dumb. They don't know they're dumb. They have no idea. They've never thought outside their own little world before. So they have no idea that you're like, even if you just looked at my fucking Instagram, the other people that have written that joke has come up 7 times already. And now you're saying it like I'm supposed to fucking have some kind of a pit. Whoa. Now this guy's funny. You know, it's like you're dumb. You don't know you're dumb. Yeah. So, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I said on stage, you gave me that line. You're too stupid to know you're too dumb to know you're dumb.
Yeah.
You know.
Dunning-Kruger effect.
Yeah. Or
when you're dumb, you don't know you're dumb. When you're smart, you actually think you're dumb because you realize how much you don't know.
Or the Dooney and Burke effect.
The Dooney and Burke
effect. It's where you package everything.
In a lovely achete case.
or they're Donatello and Burke.
I don't think that restaurant's...
They split up.
Yeah.
Remember how good that place was when we went there?
We went there twice, didn't we?
No, went there once. The lollipop dessert that people were getting. Not us, but remember...
We didn't get it?
The lollipop tree? No, we didn't want that. That was for a table of more than one person.
Oh.
I think it was like lollipop ice cream or cakes.
That was lucky that we did that when I didn't have any food restrictions.
So, okay, so I'm on stage. It's going whatever. These guys up front are trying. I go, stop. This isn't fucking radio. The show's going. It's going as well as it's going to go. I've done a million of them. You know how they go. They're going well.
The thing is so that now, you make the person in the audience cry, then the rest of the audience is like, hey, why is he being so mean? They don't realize, like, you don't understand these guys. It's not fun. They want some kind of reaction. They're fucking babies. And they really are the biggest snowflakes. Then they and make fun of what?
They completely walked out right after the show without saying good. And they were fucking, they knew I killed.
Yeah.
Didn't say goodbye, anything. They just completely left.
Yeah, they're just douchey. Yeah. They're like, I've never met a group of people that are, and it's this weird group of like where they call everyone else snowflakes. They want to be mean. They can't take it when you're mean back to them. And they like, they're so offended by PC culture, but you're like, but you're doing what the other side is doing. Like, you're getting offended by something, which is PC culture. It's like, and it's the, like, the way they get so, like, what's the word again that people always say? Oh, outraged. It's like this crazy outrage by PC culture. It's like, it's like, you're exactly the same. You're exactly one of them, you fucking douche. Let people say and do what they want. That's the whole point.
Well, anyhow, so the show's probably, I'm already at like probably around 50 minutes, 55 minutes. then these four people in the back, two couples that were talking throughout the show, but they were in the back. So they didn't go. I mean, you could. They were talking. They weren't paying. Some girl yells out something. Oh, would you come here on a short bus? I go, really? A 1980s mentally handicapped fucking heckle. But her husband was a monster, so I didn't really go after her. So whatever. So those four left.
That's so funny that you would. I take none of that into consideration.
Well, no, I saw the size of and these fuck. I'm not fighting at the end of the show.
Right. I mean, I would. I've only been scared.
I mean, I did say something to her.
A couple
don't get
of
me
times.
Wrong. I did say something to her, but I didn't really fucking lay into her. But they left. They walked out, and it was towards the end. And then someone else. So anyhow, I'm talking to the club owner today. He's like, "Well, one, they weren't talking that loud." First of all, the manager came up to me last night after the show. The owner left. The manager goes, "Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't. I should have said something to them." I go, because once they walked out, the table next to him were applauding and going, "Oh, thank God they left."
Right, right.
So the manager comes up to me and says, "Hey, I'm sorry about that. If you want them thrown out, say whatever." I go, "It's the end of the show. They talked throughout the show." So I'm talking to the owner today, and he's like, "Well, they weren't talking that loud." Well, you fucking, if they're not talking, it doesn't matter if they're talking soft or loud. If they're talking, they're not paying attention to the show, so they don't know what's going to be funny or not funny, and they're going to yell out some dumb heckle, and it's interrupting. If I know they're talking, then they're talking loud enough, and it's fucking, it's affecting people sitting next to them. It's affecting me because out of my, even through side vision, I'm seeing them fucking talking and it's still interrupting in my head. So don't say they weren't talking loud. The fact that they were talking. Then he said, "Well," and one other person walked out. Well, you know what? Did you ask that person why they walked out? Maybe it was, first of all, that person was there by themselves. Second of all, maybe they had babysitter problems. If that person walked down and goes, "He's the worst," well, then you would have known why that person walked out. But you don't know why. All you said was somebody else. Then he said, "I know my audience." He said, "You were clean for the first hour, and then you did some dirty stuff." And he also said, "Maybe the girl that heckled you about the short bus, I noticed she was overweight, and you talked about fat people." I go, "Well, I didn't. I said chunky. I said chunky in one of my bits." And even if I did talk about fat people, tough shit. You could talk about heroin addicts, alcoholics, skinny people, tall, skinny. So what the fuck? Fat people don't have a fucking card that gets them out of being talked about.
If they do, they ate it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, if you know how to do whatever you know how to do, it doesn't matter. You know, I don't go after mentally handicapped people because they can't defend themselves, but everybody else, fuck them. They're fair game in my book, if I think. You know, unless somebody comes in with a half a face, obviously I'm not going to attack the other half of their face.
Remember that Key and Peele?
Yeah, how fucking funny
so
was that?
Funny.
That's the funniest fucking thing. That's one of the funniest sketches I've ever seen.
I love Key and Peele so much.
So he said, "Well, maybe because you said fat and they were mad." I go, "No, I said chunky." But even if I did, tough shit. They were talking throughout the night. So, and he's like, "Well, I know my audience." I go, "Well,
okay, so don't shit. Fucking
don't." I know it was my audience.
Why is he defending his dumb audience?
So there was crazy. I said like 72 people, five left. Okay, so 67 people out of 72 had a great time, and that one person left, we don't know if they were having a good or bad time, so we don't know why they left. But the fact it's a small room, you know. All the people that were there to see me. You know, it's not like they were coming because it's his, you know. I was taking pictures after the show and selling fucking CDs, so I know who was there to see me and who wasn't. I'm just tired of them making, you know, dropping the fucking checks when you're on stage. There's no fucking reason for that. Wait till after the fucking show. Take an extra 10 minutes. You don't drop the checks as a fucking performer is performing. And every club should know this. It's the worst fucking thing. All right? Because it just causes chaos throughout the room. It's disrespectful and it's fucking uncalled for. And don't say you know your audience. All right? I know how to do comedy. You know what? I know how to do comedy. And these bits I did, the dirty ones, were the exact same ones I did last time I worked for you that you didn't have a fucking problem with. You know, just don't police and tell me. You look, when you're hiring me, this is what you fucking get. You're going to get, if I want to do all clean, I'll do all clean. It's just, it's so frustrating. It really is. You know, it's not like it was a theater show. Like if a club owner came to you and said, hey, just, I remember when they said for you not to say that word. And what was the
the word in question was cunt.
And when
he knew I had a joke with the word, it was at Rascals, and he knew I had a joke.
The newer Rascals, not the old.
Because I had done it on Last Comic Standing, and they bleeped it out. Which I did on Last Comic Standing. I didn't think they'd put it on the show.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought it would, you know, they were using like 30 seconds of everybody's set, you know, whatever. Anyway, I'm glad they did put it on the show. So they put it on the show, and then he was like, I don't, not this audience.
The mayor's here. The mayor's here.
Oh, yeah, the mayor's here. You shouldn't do that joke. And I said,
oh, yeah, because the mayor's never called anybody a cunt. Like,
yeah, right.
Like the head of city council.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. No, I said, oh, the owner told me to do it. He specifically asked me to do that joke, which was a full-blown lie. I don't even know why I was saying it. I was like, I was amusing myself. I thought, if he says he didn't say that, I'll just laugh and go, nah, I won't do it. But he goes, oh, okay. Well, no, if listen, if he told you to say it. That's fine. So then I kind of had to do it. But so it worked out well. Everyone laughed. It was a funny joke. Plus, I was following some monster comics that night, you know, being dirty. And it was
fucking
just weird
Bob
that he
Nelson.
Had.
Nelson. There was a lot of big acts on that show back then.
And anyway, it was all fine and dandy until the next day when I guess he had mentioned it to the owner. Or someone had mentioned it to the owner. I don't know how it all came out, but it unraveled, and I got banned from the club.
Oh.
I wasn't allowed to come back the next night.
No, it was a fundraiser.
I know, but I think I was supposed to be there the next night for something. Like, maybe you were there that weekend or something. Yeah, no, they asked me not to come back ever again. And then Rascals closed, so I won.
Well, the club owner I'm working for now, back in the day, was never nice to me. He wasn't a fan. He didn't use me back in the day. And now he uses me. And I don't want to burn the bridge. But he, you know, he wasn't fucking nice to me. You know, he has one club. It's a small club. I like doing it. It's close to home. You know, people in that work there are nice. The audience is fine. You know, but, you know, don't, you know, I've been in this business as long as you, pal. All right. And I know my fucking audience. I know the fucking wackos that come to see me. And then he said, you know, you do a joke with cum in it or cum on the whatever. I go, yeah, so. Like Norton works here when he's working out new material. He goes to this club.
Like, what, who's...
Well, but Norton goes to this club to work out new stuff. Norton is filthy, too. I mean, he's funny, but he's got some dirty fucking bits.
Yeah, it's, no one it's ever ridiculous says, I know, to say that in today.
Don't do it. Now I
That would have to be a special kind of club if you weren't allowed to use the word cum. He'd have to be marketing to, like...
To nuns.
You'd be like, okay, we only have, like, Gary Gulman comes in and Jim Gaffigan and, you know, it's like, really? Like, everyone else is just dirty.
Gary curses.
Sometimes. I know,
dirty.
But I'm saying, like, well, okay, well... Then.
So, I mean, with some people... Well, okay, it's saying fuck and then come where it's how far has come from fuck, you know? Okay.
You're allowed to say fuck or no?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying to in the overall aspect of things.
Right. You have
well,
to now
clean,
you
dirty
a list of things that you can't say.
Gary to me is a clean comic.
Right.
But he curses.
Does he? So I don't remember if he
I've
does
heard him curse before. Yeah. So he, you know,
I mean, in real life he does, but I don't
know. No,
remember.
I mean, I've heard him curse on stage. He's as funny as any comic out there. He's probably in the top five funniest comics right now or whatever. So, but if he's cursed one, two, three times, would they go, oh, he's dirty? If you say shit, is that's not
what
as bad
as
fuck.
What if you do a really funny bit about it? I
what
don't
if,
know.
Okay,
okay
so,
I gotta do this.
So it's gotta be in the order. Shit, fuck, cunt. That's the three, right? Carlin, I guess, went over all of it back in the day, right?
Yes, just rewatch your Carlin. Get back to us.
Okay.
One of the things that I always think about is that you think most clearly when we eat, nourishing, healthy, balanced meals. I really, really believe that. Doing my health care from the eating side, not the other side. But doing that every day can feel like a real chore. Sunbasket offers 18 quick, healthy recipes every week, including paleo, gluten-free, vegan, and calorie-conscious options, all delivered to your door with organic produce and clean ingredients. So you don't have to worry about the details, and eating right is never a chore again. So we've been doing this, and the meals are amazing. Because I'm a weirdo, vegan gluten-free meal, which was like quinoa tacos or something like that. And then what did you get?
Some kind of chicken thing, I think.
Oh, some Asian-inspired chicken, which you and Raina ate that up. That was great. So just go to sunbasket.com/mywife today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/mywife for $35 off. sunbasket.com/mywife. So because they make it easier to cook healthy, delicious meals, the options are endless. Just go to Sunbasket app and pick from 18 weekly recipes. They're super easy to cook. The dishes are like Buddha bowls, braised tofu, soba noodles, with cashew lime dressing. There's really an endless amount of food that you can get from that, different recipes, and they're super easy to make. So, you know, and they're fresh. They work with farms and suppliers to bring you the freshest, most organic produce and responsibly raised meats and seafood. Everything is pre-measured and delivered right to your door. You can get a healthy and delicious meal on the table in as little as 15 minutes. The recipes are so easy to follow. There's something for everyone, so you can be your kind of healthy. Go to sunbasket.com/mywife today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/mywife for $35 off. sunbasket.com/mywife. You got it.
Well, there you have it. Here's the thing too. I used my Dollar Shave Club. They're not advertising with us, but I figure if I mention, because I still use Dollar Shave Club, they'll send me some free stuff. So I just want to say, because I'm running out of my Dollar Shave Club razors.
But you love it that much that you're like,
I want to try to get some free stuff from them. So I'm going to say,
is it the freeness or that it's,
well, no, I like it.
The product is good.
I like the product.
Okay.
That's why if I didn't like the product, I would just go out and buy a different product that I liked. I bought razors my whole life, but I liked their product. Even though we're
all right,
not,
let's continue.
I want to try to get free Dollar Shave Club. What else do you want for free? Let's do a bunch of stuff we want for free.
No.
Nike. I love Nike.
You've got some serious problems.
What kind of problems do I have?
With, I don't know, getting free stuff. It's like a bizarre.
I like it.
Thing, and you're still getting all those shoes all the
time.
No,
I'm not. I didn't get it. Where have you seen any shoes come in? None
the
came
other
in.
Day, you were sending two pairs back.
Yes, that's not coming in. That's sending them back.
You get three steps forward, two steps back.
None came in. I sent two back. That I go, I don't need them. I think it's a little obsessive. There's another pair coming that's going back.
It's just a bizarre, like, thing. I don't know. I can't get, it's like, I can't wrap my head around it.
There was a pair, you brought it up, and I'll just say, there was a pair today that I try to get. They cost, listen to this, they cost $350, but the resale, they're selling for $2,000. Who the fuck is paying $2,000?
Okay, but during end of times, like I had this image of you and I like driving around with all your shoes in the trunk of your car, like the banks have gone down. It's like maybe there's some cryptocurrency that people take, and then you're trying to get the resale value that you expect from your. You're like, no, this shoe is actually worth $2,000.
Well, first of all,
do you think they're going to really be worth that?
No, if everything went down like that,
it will.
For barter,
it's going down. I think we all know now that end of times is approaching very quickly. Because it's the way that the government is, the World Bank, everything is like on a fucking precipice, and then with the ice caps melting and us becoming, you know, going underwater. It's going to be a fucking shit show around here.
Not if you live in a fucking really high rise.
It doesn't matter. Everything's going down.
And how long do you think it's going to take till we're underwater?
30 years.
Did you just say that? You just said 30 years.
I did.
You have no idea. It could be 200 years. It could be 100.
Could, right.
But you like 30.
Well, I mean, I heard that number from some scientists in terms of that, like, that's when it's, like, going to get real fucking shitty.
And what those
I don't know if that means underwater.
And the scientists, their last names were what? Ice Cap?
Ice and Cap.
Yes. Or Polar.
Dr. Ice and Professor Cap.
Dr. Polar Bear and Dr.
It's
Penguin.
Pretty shitty what's going on, man.
They're melting. If they're melting, there's nothing you're going to do. What are you going to stop the sun? What are you going to do? What do you think we're breaking the ozone layer from hairspray? What do you think we're doing that's making the ice caps melt? What are we possibly...
What could we stop doing? How could we, like, slow it down?
How can we slow the ice caps
melting? I don't want to tell you because you'll be mad. You'll
Let me hear what we could do to slow the ice caps
melting. I'm telling you right now that if we banned cows and billionaires and evangelicals, I'll say that. that's the only chance we have for this world to get back on its feet.
You don't know what we can do to stop the ice caps from melting. What
can
we do?
There's nothing that can stop the ice caps from melting because we've already got a hole in the ozone. But if you want it to keep going at this rate, then by all means, just keep doing whatever you're doing. I don't know why you're pressing me on this. I'm not a scientist, but I look around and I see what's happening and it's not good.
How big is the hole in the ozone?
Oh, yes. Oh, Richard, thank you for asking because this is information that I've never wanted to keep to myself. Like, what?
Well, you're
the one
who's reading on it. You don't want to say you read on it, so I'm asking you questions. Don't get mad if you go, I read
this. I don't know why.
I don't know anything about it. That's why I'm asking you.
Shut the fuck up.
How else do you know unless you ask somebody?
No, you read. You don't ask me. I'm not a fucking expert.
You're the one who fucking said.
Go get your information from a fucking expert. Do you want me to Google it for you? Fine, I will.
What are you going to Google? Hole in the ozone? Or ice caps melting. You get so mad when somebody asks you something.
It's not that. It's the way that you are like, oh, really? Oh, you're going to stop the ice caps from melting. Okay. All right. Okay. What are you going to do?
What's this?
Recycle? Okay. Okay.
What? Wait, hold. Stop. It just stopped. Look at this. Look. This just came out of nowhere. Garage manager detected for you. You had three choices. Monitor off. Mute your speakers while you...
I don't fucking know. It's... See what happens when you start talking about...
Oh, hold on. It just paused, so don't talk. Let me call Rob real quick. Oh, fuck. Why does this shit just happen out of nowhere?
It's because you don't know what you're doing.
I'm not doing anything different. We're doing our podcast.
No, but if you knew what you were doing in terms of like, just listen, in terms of like had some understanding of how this program worked, then you could manage it. Well, Rob knows, right?
Because that's his job.
Yeah, but anybody who's been doing something for 5 years, it doesn't seem like
this that. This just happened. It's never happened.
You have no idea how to troubleshoot something. So hit monitors on and keep going.
No, we're not using the monitors.
Then turn the monitors off. This actually happened last time.
Okay, here we're back on. There we go. We stopped and we're back on.
Oh, my God.
We are back on. Okay, you're looking
no
up.
No troubleshooting abilities whatsoever.
I'm not a troubleshooter.
Yeah, because you don't know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing. You don't know what you're doing.
I just told you what to do and it worked.
No, you had a 50-50 chance. Monitor on, monitor off.
At first.
And you say, keep it on. I go, no, we're not using it.
Yes. So
you were wrong. I was right. Right?
But yes, why couldn't you have thought that out yourself?
I was thinking, I didn't want to take that chance.
You immediately start calling Rob and said you could have just been like, oh, let me think this through. Huh. That's what I was saying. If you have an understanding of what is going on, then you can troubleshoot it. And in fact, you did in the end. Right? Because you had to just think it through. Oh my God. Forget it. I'm like, it's like talking to a fucking wall.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. Hey, don't bother building a wall, Trump. You got one right here.
Oh, whoa.
Just take him and put him at the border. According to NASA, the annual ozone hole reached an average area coverage of 8.83 million square miles almost three times the size of the contiguous. Is that how you say that word? United States. Almost three times the size of the U.S.
The hole?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And how did
you
that...
You want to look at it?
How did that hole become? How was the hole created in the ozone layer?
Can the ozone, Earth's protective ozone layer is starting to repair itself, according to a panel of scientists. The main reason behind its recovery, they say, is the fact that certain chemicals, such as those used in aerosol cans, were phased out in the 80s. Isn't it amazing, the hairspray?
Who's spraying their hair outside? Who's not doing it in their house? Who goes outside to fucking spray their hair? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let me just stop you right there. Is this a joke?
No, this is the... I'm
no,
saying...
No, this is you're thinking through the hairspray problem?
Yeah.
The aerosol can problem?
Yeah, so if you're spraying it in your house, I think...
It can't reach the ozone?
How's it reaching the ozone? It's fucking in your house. Was it slipping under the doors and up into the ozone? Huh? What do you think? If you're in your bathroom...
This is like when you were talking... See, what? This is the thing. You're like... Why do people think I'm dumb?
I'm not dumb.
I pretend to be dumb on
I'm
a daily basis.
I'm not pretending to be dumb.
You're not? You're just being dumb? You're either pretending dumb. To be dumb or no. You're the dumbest person in the world. Which one is it?
Okay, how about
Which one do you want to do?
How about this? Say you spray pepper spray in your bathroom. You think it's going to affect somebody outside? No, because it's in your bathroom. So answer me that one. Answer me that. So if you're spraying pepper...
Rich, stop.
Oh, no, you don't know.
You're so dumb. Stop it.
Okay, well, answer it then.
Answer what?
How is it getting... If you're spraying it in your bathroom, how is it affecting the ozone? Well, come on.
It's destroying a hole in your bathroom first. So you'll notice a lot of people who have like really big hair, their bathroom has a hole in it from the hairspray use. And then the hairspray goes up like a balloon to the ozone.
Yeah.
So
that's
how you do it.
Make a joke out of it. That's all. I'm right on this and you're wrong. Hairspray.
Okay. So when they wrote that, what? People who, once they banned hairspray from being used outdoors, is that?
Well, you know.
No, listen.
You
to
hear
me.
One scientist
You're
say.
You're joking.
No, you hear one scientist say one thing, another scientist says another thing.
No, they don't. They're all saying the same thing at this
no,
point.
Oh, no, not when it comes to a global warming. There's different opinions.
There is very, very small portion of. Probably paid scientists on the other side. The major, even people that are working for Trump are saying it's this way. It's real. I don't know why you would want to be on the other side.
I'm not
it.
Saying I am on the other side, but I'm
it's
saying
it's ridiculous.
Who said I was on the other side?
You're
I'm
saying there's
one.
Two sides to it. There's
yes.
not.
Well, if
there's, you know what it's like? You know what it's like, honestly? It's like the scientists who are saying there's global warming. They're the iceberg under the water. And the scientists are saying there's no global warming. They're the iceberg on top of the water. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen that visual?
I've seen the iceberg under the water. What's the
it's
difference?
It's much, much bigger than the iceberg above the water, right?
I don't know. I never really took that in consideration ever.
You've never heard an analogy about, like, the yep. iceberg?
Under the water? Never heard that analogy.
Okay. Well,
have you heard it? Well, how would you go, oh, the iceberg under the water compared to... That's not an analogy. Whoever uses that...
They say it's like an iceberg. Where the part you can't see is bigger than the part you can see. Oh, my God. Forget it. Okay, let me... what's another analogy? It's like Earth... Is all the scientists saying that
there's no global warming?
That there's no global warming.
And then the universe.
Is all the other scientists saying there is global warming?
Never heard that analogy either. You just made that one up. You're making up fucking analogies.
You're making up gum in your mouth. It's making a fucking spittle.
I'm at the point where I'm not even going to go to the gym today. All right, come on. We only got 3 more minutes.
Three more minutes.
Well, this is going to be a 45-minute podcast.
Wait, there was something.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Next weekend, I'm at the Tropicana Atlantic City.
Can you name all the planets?
Oh, wait, not next weekend. I'm sorry, in 2 weekends. Can I name all the planets?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Jupiter, Saturn, Mercury, Earth, the Sun. Oh, no, planets. Okay, wait, what did I name? Five so far? Sorry, I slipped. Mars. Did I say Saturn? Saturn.
You said Saturn.
Uranus.
Yep, and Uranus too.
I said them all.
No, you're missing two.
Mars. Did I say? Oh, I didn't say Mars.
You did.
Pluto. I said Pluto.
No, you didn't.
Pluto.
Well, Pluto's not one. Sorry.
Some days it is. Some it isn't. They have.
No, it's too small.
Okay. So then there's only one left.
No, there's two left.
I said Mercury. I said Jupiter, Saturn. Venus.
Venus.
And one more.
Starts with an N.
Oh, Neptune.
Yeah. Good job. I'm better than I thought.
How hard is that? I know planets.
I wouldn't be able to do it, probably.
One of my good friends is a comic, Planet Charlie.
Oh, right. Does he still do that?
I don't know.
Oh,
Charlie. Bonnie.
On my planet, right? Didn't he do that?
I don't remember. Bonnie found a tick on her today. I thought ticks were gone for the winter. They're still out there.
Still out there.
I thought. And
careful,
then,
careful, kids. Still tick season all year round in New Jersey,
well,
at least.
Well, if there's deer running around, then there's tick, right? Because deer feed.
It's not
tick.
A good podcast. What are you going to do when I'm gone? So next week we're going to do one more podcast. That'll be the last one for this year because I'm leaving. And you're staying here by yourself.
Yeah, I know.
You got a lot of anxiety about it.
Too much.
And so what are you going to do?
What am I going to do, what? During the day or at night? Night I'll go work, I hope. During the day, see, if it was summer, I could play golf. I wouldn't worry. So I'll be going to the gym a lot, try to hang with my daughters maybe Christmas Eve or something.
In New York?
No, Ellen's going to be in Jersey.
Oh.
So I'll do what I don't know. I'll try to fill my time. Maybe I'll read like I usually do or, you know, just lay back with a good book. Maybe finish my Hannity book. That I started 15 years ago. I wonder whatever happened to that book. I don't know what I'm going to do. I wanted, you know, to go away for like 4 or 5 days, you know, somewhere warm, just chill out and play golf. And everywhere to fly is and rent cars. It will cost me $2,000 just to go play like 3 days of golf.
It's not, so go
I'm not paying, I'm not paying $2,000.
You deserve it.
In January, I'm going to Miami and Vegas anyhow, so it makes no sense to pay that kind of money. If it was $1,000, I'd do
fly
it.
Fly to Edmonton. See what kind of deal you can get.
Oh, you think now, the last minute around Christmas, flying to Edmonton? You know, and you're going all the way to Cold Lake.
Yeah. My you sister know. Could take you.
No, I'm working that weekend, the 28th and 29th. I'm at the Tropicana, Atlantic City, the 28th and 29th. Anyhow, we're going to wrap this up. Bonnie, listen, it was a lovely time spending.
I'm going to be in Chicago on December 22nd. That's a Saturday at the North Bar.
Yeah, and I think my wife has been plugging the shit out of that
place. Stop it, please. I don't know why you want to make drama everywhere
you go. No, I'm
going
to give you a positive plug.
No, no. This is what you're doing. No. This is what you're doing. I said something like, I can't plug this any more than I've already plugged it. I feel like sometimes these people who run these clubs or these shows or whatever, they expect so much from you. And you're like, I'm not getting paid $1 million. I'm just, you know. So
I agree with that.
Right.
I agree with that.
So I told you that.
Don't put your finger in my face.
No, listen to me. And instead of just like, oh, that's her issue, she's dealing with it, whatever, you got to go, I think you've been plugging it a lot. Because you're not happy just burning your own bridges. You see a bridge over there. Oh, look at that nice clean bridge that's not been burned. Let me fucking torch that one down. No, it's insanity. You do it all the time.
Oh, now I tell you it all the time?
Yes, people tell me. Oh, people will say stuff like, oh, I heard so-and-so was shitty to you, or that person was mean to you, or that club owner treated you disrespectfully, or whatever. And I go, what? I've never told anyone that. Oh, Rich told me. You love telling stories where people, it doesn't help you to tell those stories.
No,
just like the story that you just told for fucking most of the podcast about like this club owner, it doesn't make you look good. It makes you
tell the story you said. Talk about
it. I'm just saying these are stories you love to tell, and it's fine to tell them sometimes, but you want to tell them every time you have an audience. You just did it to me.
No, I didn't.
You just did
Meg,
it.
Why do you always got to start a fight with me?
No, I'm not starting a fight.
Here's the thing.
Listen to me. I've asked you this many times. Don't say my business to other people,
okay,
including on this motherfucking podcast.
Don't curse.
Okay. No, oh, really? Who are you now? The fucking club owner from last night? I'll say whatever I fucking want to say.
Listen,
bitch.
Ooh.
So there. Ooh, no, but I would have.
I just sticking up for my wife.
No, stop sticking up for me, okay, unless I say to you, hey, you want to, can you weigh in on this? You know?
I never know when you want me to weigh in or not weigh in. You didn't.
Well, weighing in on something as so fucking stupid and minute as me being like one day just being like, I feel like these people keep asking me to plug it. I feel like I plugged it.
I know.
And then taking that and saying it now here.
I didn't say here. You didn't let me finish.
No, stop. You did. Well, I think my wife has been plugging that enough.
I want a lot of people.
Stop. Stop right now, because what you're trying to do now is called gaslighting, and it's where you try to pretend that you had a different agenda in mind. You didn't. This is the agenda that you had in mind, was I'm going to stick up for my wife and hope that she never works again for anyone, ever. Because we all have problems with everyone we work with. That's just the way life is. You fucking...
I don't have problems with everybody I work with.
You know what? Do you really have to... Are you this stupid? I'm just asking you honestly. Is this how you want to have an argument?
No.
Is this black and white?
No, but don't.
I don't say you have to bake a poo poo.
Really?
You know, just say,
is that how you're going to end? Call me stupid.
This is what you should do. You know what? I was going to fucking say something. I actually did say something, which then made you have to say something. So I'm sorry that I did that. That was wrong of me. Let's hear it.
Is that what you're doing? You're doing me in that? Is that me?
Could you forever forgive me?
Listen,
for doing
I apologize if I came off.
No, stop it. Because what you're trying to do is twist it into something that it's not.
Okay.
It is the thing that I said that it was. So just
okay.
So say it and move on.
I'm sorry that I said that. And I'll never
do
it
again. Okay, thank you. Goodbye, everybody.
Well, that's it? You don't have.
No, I'm not waiting for you to fucking say more.
All right.
Anyway,
hey, listen.
December 22nd.
Where?
At North Bar in Chicago.
In Chicago. Go see her. Very funny. On fire. She's on Comedy Central all the time. She's killing it, folks. And she just got a new directorial job.
Stop.
Doing
Once again, I just said stop talking about my business. I said stop talking about my business. Stop talking about my business.
Oh, I can't praise you?
You can praise me, but you don't have to be fucking telling shit that's not supposed to be told yet.
I didn't say what.
I just said stop talking.
All right, I'm not going to say. Listen, personally, I think she's funny.
Oh, my God.
I'm done. Goodbye. RichVoss.com. All my dates are there. VossRoast.com is still up. And have a good weekend. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Ah.
Mmm. The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.